I'm having my electric company as you've heard of.
Hello?
Hello, Carmen. Hello, there's Marie.
Is this us?
Hello, Marie. It's Ben calling from MMA Legal. It's in regards to the Scottish redress claim. You know, the inquiry you made, Marie.
Oh, right, yeah, yeah.
So it's just to get our set up before you get the ball rolling. Now, bear in mind, Marie, the average we're getting back for these claims at the moment is around £45,000, okay? So definitely worth your time. We just need a couple of minutes of your time so we can fill the form out and get it all started for you, okay?
Yep.
Perfect. So just to confirm, I've got your name as Marie O'Donnell. Is that correct, Marie?
Yes, it is.
Yep, fantastic, of course. And we've got your mobile number as the one we're calling you on today. And we've got an email of odonnellmarie43@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yep, that's correct.
Fantastic, Marie. Marie, could you just confirm for me your date of birth, please?
28/4/1978.
Fantastic, 78. And just your door number and your postcode, where you're living at the moment?
It's 11 and it's FK27EF.
Is that Foxtrot Kilo too? Is it Dalhurst Avenue?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, fantastic, Marie. No worries. Let's copy that down for you. Okay. Now, there's going to be some questions here, Marie. Like I say, if you don't know the answer to any of them, just let me know. So, first question, have you ever been known by any other names?
No. I was legally adopted, but I was adopted like about, I think it was about 3.5 or something, and I've been known as O'Donnell since then, so legally I've been known as O'Donnell.
Okay, not a spot. And who is your local GP surgery at the moment there?
It's Meeks Road.
What was that, sorry?
Meeks Road.
It's
M-E-E-K-S Road. Somebody took call us down the other day. What, last week?
You did?
Uh-huh.
Let me just have a look, Marie. Bear me a second. See if it makes sure it's ourselves for a moment. Give me a sec.
But they sent me over an email for to confirm a signature, and I was checking emails earlier. I've received an email from some solicitor as well.
No, that's fine. It will be ourselves. It's just an updated record. There might have been something wrong with the system on the day, Marie. Because when I'm typing your name up here, I can't see it on here. So it may have just been, like I say, an error on our system. We will need to do it again just to obviously make sure we've got all the correct information. Let me just search for your first name here. Let's have a look. Marie. Would you know, have been known by any other names at all, Marie,
no? No.
No? Well, that's fine. So it would be, it might have been on our system, Marie, but it might have wiped off, so we need to update it, of course. So I do apologise, but we will need to take it again, Marie, just to ensure, obviously, your claim gets looked into. Now, the solicitor part of it is dealt with, so that's great. This is just the initial bit that we need, obviously, for all the information. You know, when we go to, like, the children's homes, we'll need to, obviously, request your information. The information does need to be correct. But it may have been that your files got lost, I'm not too sure. So, just to confirm, Marie, you said it was, let me get the right one for you, I did have it open a second ago, Meeks Surgery Falkirk, is that correct?
Uh-huh, Meeks Road.
Meeks Road.
Yep.
Fantastic, Marie, no problem there. And what are your parents' names, Marie?
They were called James and Margaret O'Donnell.
James and Margaret O'Donnell. Okay. And where did you live before you went to Intercare? Where did you live?
It was Grangemouth, with the adopted parents. They were the reason I went to Intercare. No, I can't remember the street name at all.
No worries, that's not a problem. Like I said, if you can't remember anything, just let me know. And have you got any siblings at all there, Marie?
No.
No? No problem. And the authority you cared under, would it have been Falkirk? Or would it have been like Glasgow or Aberdeen, for example?
No, it was called Lanarkshire.
How are you spelling that one, my love? Lanarkshire, did you say?
Lanarkshire.
Yeah, let me have a look for that. Let's see on the system. Just need to find a local council for that. Lanarkshire Council, yeah?
Yep. It was Tullabuddy. Yep, that I was. It was Tullibuddy Children's Unit.
That's fine. Tullibuddy, did you say?
Uh-huh, Tullibuddy.
Children's Unit. And was that in quite a Lancashire?
Yes.
Yeah. How are you spelling Tullibuddy? Is it T-E-L-E-B-U-D-D-Y?
Sorry, could you say that again?
Do you know that when you said Tullibuddy Children's Unit, how are you spelling Tullibuddy?
I can't remember off my hand. I think it's T. It'll be T I L L I E O D Y, I think, if I remember. Tullibuddy.
Let's have a look. Let's have a look what happened. Just give me a second. Yeah, that's fine. That's the one. That's great. I've got that down for you. Just add it to the form for yourself. Okay. That's fine. And that's the establishment place. What age was you when you got placed into that establishment?
Between 11 and 11 and a half.
Between 11 and 11 and a half. So I'll just put 12 then. That's fine. And beneficiary, who would you like the money to go to if you was unable to get the money at the time? So something, say this happened to you, or for example, you was in hospital at the time, who would you like your beneficiary to be now, Marie?
No, I've not got anybody.
No? I'll put yourself down then for that one. Bear with me. And if there's nobody you'd want to leave the money to at all? Nobody whatsoever?
No.
No. Okay, well, and the reason you've placed this guy, did you say it was because of your foster parents? Or the people you adopted by?
It was the adopted parents, yes.
Okay, let's pass that on for you. Okay, how long was you in Tullibuddy for? How long was you there for?
I was there until I was about 18.
So, 12 to 18, yeah? 6 years.
So, it was 7 because I was in there about 11, between the ages of 11 and 11 and a half. It would have been 7 years I was in there.
Let's change that for you. Yeah, let's change that for you, my love. Sorry about that. Okay, and what kind of, this is just for your statement now, this is the last thing we need from you now, Mary. What was kind of the things that was happening there?
I'm not too sure. I never was, like, when I spoke to the person last week, I didn't receive kind of any abuse, but I have suffered, like, mental and, stuff after I came out of care.
Yeah. Now, when you was in Tullibuddy, did he ever, restrain you or call your names at all?
I was restrained a couple of times, yeah, but it wasn't really anything, like, major, if you know what I mean.
No, I understand. Well, we did, like, pin you down to the floor, for example, or grab you, with force.
I was put on the floor, yeah, that's how they used to restrain you back in the days.
No, it is. But even, I know, obviously, it's normal back then, Marie, but that is still abuse, because I know they're doing it to try and stop you from doing things, but when they're throwing you on the floor and such and restrain you like that, it's still down as abuse, because they shouldn't be doing that to children. Now, I know it's because, obviously, back then it was kind of the normal. Back then if you got a slap around the ear off your parents, it was kind of the normal thing. But now it's not allowed. So it's because things have changed now, that it is down as abuse. So you will be entitled to money just from that as well. Okay.
Yeah.
Restrain me on the floor. But did you ever wet the bed at all in that? Which is amazing.
No.
Did you ever wet the bed? No, sorry. That's normal, because actually a lot of people who were in this situation, they did become my bedwetters and such, just from like the traumatic time they had. Now, Maria, there is one more thing we do need from you. Now, it would be photo ID and proof of address. So a letter to prove where you live, and then just a picture of your driving licence, bus pass, whichever you have.
When I spoke to the person last week, I explained I don't have a driver's licence, a bus pass, or anything like that. That's photographic ID. I don't have a passport. They told me that they said something about,
two letters.
Yeah, for proof of address.
Two letters, yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Perfect. So, Marie, if I send you an email now, what kind of phone are you using? Is it like a smartphone, like an iPhone or a Samsung?
It's an Android, but I'm actually not in at the moment, so I won't be able to upload any details at present. I would have to do that later on. I won't be home until after six.
No, that's not a problem, Marie. What I'll do is I'll send you the email now, and then once you're home, if you can just send over two letters to prove your address, like say we can obviously proceed with a claim for you, okay?
Yeah.
We will need a letter today just so we can carry on with it, just to avoid your details getting deleted or any information getting misplaced again, okay? So you want to make sure it's done today, all right, Marie?
Right, that's no problem.
So once you send it over to Marie, just give me a quick call on this number, okay?
Sorry, did you say that again?
Once you send that over to me, you're going to get an email in a moment from ben@gmnb.uk. That's myself, okay? Once you send the email over, if you just give me a call and let me know you've sent it, and I'll add it to the file for you, okay?
Right, no problem. What time do you shut up?
Perfect, normally, we shut at 6:30, Marie. Were you home before then?
Yeah, I should be. I should be home just after 6, so yeah.
Perfect. Well, I'll give you a call at 6 if that's okay, Marie.
Could you make it about 5:15 just to make sure that I'm actually back home? Yeah. Right, that's no problem.
Perfect, Marie. I'll give you a call at 5:15. All right, my love. I'll speak to you then, Marie.
Right, no problem. Right, thank you.
Have a good day, Marie. Thank you, my love.
Hello.